Texas has always been one of the more fashion-resistant places in music. People there feel that if something's good, they'll listen to it. That explains why so many blues and soul artists find audiences there even today, when the trends have long left them behind. And as rock historian Ed Ward shows, it may account for the career of Bobby Patterson, an almost unknown soul singer who deserves a bigger audience.
About the good old days. He said, boy, you should have been around there. We used to sit out on the front porch and eat watermelons after a hard day in the cotton patch. And on Saturday night, shoot, we'd go out in the backyard and watch them chickens hatch. Whatever happened to the good old days? Where have they gone? Whatever happened to the
good Back in the good old days, which weren't too long ago, American music was regional. National hits would come from regional breakouts, and of course some regional artists remained regional. That's the only excuse I can think of for my never having heard of Bobby Patterson. He was born in Dallas in 1944 and grew up with his family playing blues around the house, as well as the music coming out of a neighborhood bar, so his picking up a guitar and learning to play it was perfectly normal. At the age of 16, he won a contest that sent him to L.A. to record, but the record company never issued the single he did there. Back in Dallas, he kept on playing any time he could, going to college at the University of Texas at Arlington and recording for tiny labels. One of his college friends bragged that he was going to get his father to start a record label for him, and then the brag came true. Abnac Records was born. Bobby and his band, the Mustangs, were among the first to record for them. Then You'll Know wasn't issued when it was recorded in 1965, but it was a first-rate effort showcasing the brand-new Mustangs in all their glory. Abnac, though, seems to have thought that a more pop-oriented sound would be better, so Bobby's first release record for them has a very Motownish sound.
I'm gonna hold you in my arms till you give in,
till you give in.
I'm gonna hold you in my arms till I win.
The records, good as they were, weren't selling. But fortunately, Bobby Patterson and the Mustangs were a top live act in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and made a decent living touring and playing. A hit record, of course, would have been nice. He recorded a lot of answer records, talking back to the likes of Joe Tex, Wilson Pickett, and James Brown, but none of them hit either. Closer to the mark was this manifesto, which he delivered in late 1967. For whatever reason, it took Bobby forever to get a hit. Abnac was completely behind him at this point, having made some money from a white rock group, the Five Americans, who'd had a number of regional hits and a huge national one, Western Union Man. But it wasn't until 1969 that Bobby Patterson and the Mustangs went national.
Ah! love you in the same way. But you gotta take care of business like you're supposed to do. I ain't got no other choice. I got to replace you. You better listen to me, baby. Hear what I say. If you can't TCP, you got the TYA.
Take care of business or turn yourself around is what Bobby told people the chorus meant, although in private he's got another explanation for TYA. Its simple, Stax-like chorus and funky energy propelled the record to number 38 on the national soul charts, but it proved to be his only stay there. It must have been because his sound was just a bit behind the times, because he continued to make remarkable records.
A little girl stood in a courtroom, yeah. Just so warm and wild, yeah. And born too small for a woman. He's just too old for a child. She said, I'd tell y'all how it happened if you just listen to me. You see, my mother and father are dead. And little brother and sister were home.
The trial of Mary McGuire was socially conscious and had the kind of melody that results when a country songwriter tries his hand at soul music. But again, the song went nowhere. Not too long afterwards, Abnack folded, and Patterson went on to Jewel and Malico, two labels specializing in Southern soul. Eventually, he became a promotion man for Malico, but he dreamed of being on stage again. And, apparently, he's back. He's recording again, and has a radio show weekday mornings on KKDA-AM in Prairie View near Dallas. There's a whole generation of younger fans who missed him the first time around, and Bobby Patterson intends to show them what soul means.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed Soul Is My Music, the best of Bobby Patterson, on the Sundazed label.